This is a replay of the Tuesday night, January 7th, WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, well, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. That's my toll-free number from OneVoip for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together, and it's a sad note, but we're going to have a good time of it. Brenton Wood died on Friday, and it is a release for him. He's been sick a while. He was doing his last tour at the beginning of last year. Yeah, the Catch You on the Rebound tour. And sadly was hit by illness and was hospitalized in April and really never recovered. He was at home, Moreno Valley, which is east of Los Angeles, where he died in his sleep on Friday. And for those of you who were into East L.A. oldies, you certainly remember Brenton Wood. But even if you were just a top 40 listeners in the 60s, you know a couple of hits, and we'll be playing them all and telling some tales. But he was just a terrific guy all the way around. He was originally from Louisiana. He moved to Los Angeles, actually to Compton, as a kid. And his first interest, he was doing really well in sports and won some awards in high school and all that. But his true love turned out to be music. And as recent as 1963, he was actually, I shouldn't say that, 1958. Yeah, when he was still fairly young, he was recording as Little Freddie. Oh yeah, some songs he probably wouldn't really want to remember, but we will, among a number of other things too. So rest in peace, Brenton Wood, and you'll hear a lot of nice bumpers. Okay, so Cindy in Chicago is going to kick it off tonight. 888-876-5593. Cindy, what's up?
Yeah, there was a recall. I guess my cousin, who doesn't listen to the not absolutely no media at all, just whatever she watches on, cable, whatever. But anyhow, she even knew, but I didn't hear about this recall. I don't shop at Costco, and neither does she. But, I don't need that big of a bulk of food, and I was
all right. So what recall are we talking about?
Well, it was enchiladas or burritos that were ready-made, and they had Listeria.
Well, there's been a lot of recalls lately, but when you talk about Costco, one of the things that was recalled yesterday that was interesting to me was Kirkland, which is normally a great supplement maker, but their severe cold and flu medicine was recalled for contamination, and that's scary as far as that goes, because normally it's a brand you can absolutely trust.
I think they said there was metal parts and pieces in it.
Yeah. Well, regardless, when you're taking things like over the counter medicine, you don't expect to find foreign material in it, and that's as specific as they were, foreign material. I don't know. An awful lot of recalls as of late.
Yeah, I don't know. If people are just pigs and don't wash their hands. I mean, I don't know what it is. I mean, all I do, my cousin Mike and I, if we're obsessive compulsive, all we do is wash our hands.
Yeah, I'm sure that's
right.
Yes.
You know what?
I say, I'm sure that's right. You know, the bottom line is that when you're buying especially prepackaged produce, and there's a lot of that that's sold, and you'll very often hear about a recall that there's Listeria or something. The bottom line is don't believe that pre-washed stuff. No matter what it is, wash it yourself. That's the biggest tip I can give anyone.
Well, and then I don't know if I'm going to make a pasta salad with vegetables. Like, maybe I would make them with, like, frozen vegetables and, like, you know, cook them, just, like, cooked vegetables in the pastas. I mean, I don't know, I think. I mean, I don't think I would ever, you know, eat raw vegetables right now.
Well,
I don't
wash them. Most of the stuff we're talking about doesn't penetrate the surface. And so if you wash it well enough, you probably have no chance of a problem whatsoever. If it's lettuce, you want to make sure that the piece isn't broken because things like that can be a problem. But assuming that that you're not seeing obvious signs, just wash it and eat it.
All right. And then something happened to me at the, I mean, I guess it's starting up again. I guess during the pandemic, it all stopped with the creepy men, coming after me.
Well,
but then anyhow, this real rough man at the Jewish discount grocery store was stalking me. And then he said to me, I don't pay attention. I don't pay attention to anyone. And I just saw it out of the corner of my eye. And I thought he was talking to someone. He was talking to me. He said, "Beer, and I'm your guy." And I just, I don't know.
All righty then. Well, that's the time you move to another aisle.
He looked real rough. I thought maybe, on the way home, I thought maybe it was crime syndicate.
Oh, God. You're thinking too much again, Cindy. Stop this. Thinkers Anonymous will be good for you.
That's on the radio every day that's going on.
Well, hopefully it won't be going on to you.
I don't know what to think. I don't know why there's so many unattached men. I don't know what it is.
I'd say stop thinking. Stop thinking.
Chuck was my one and only, and that's it. I don't...
All right. Well, very good. All right, so now we've covered recalls. Yes, don't worry about the produce. Just wash it.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, we'll get the Eduardo in Tampa, and plenty of room for you and our first Brent and Wood bumper coming up. Yeah, it'll be all Brent and Wood tonight, and that's always a lot of fun. I took your requests, too, and of course, Carol wrote them out, so I actually have them here, and we will be playing them and a lot more. But, as I always say, if you listen to the show, you like radio, or you wouldn't put up with this show. Well, so I'm talking about the Sea Crane Company. Yeah, if you're online right now while you're listening, just trundle on over to ccradio.com. That's the Sea Crane Company, and take a look. That catalog is just terrific online because it's not only great products, but it's great information about radio as well, like how to make a simple, powerful AM loop antenna for absolutely free. And you can also buy the Turk indoor AM antenna and many, many more. Yes, great products, all radio-centric. And originally, Bob Crane, many decades ago, was upset about the quality of reception in the radios that were being made. And he said, I can do this better. And he did. But now there are a ton of radios with a ton of features, one more different than the other. But the one commonality is every one of them has just terrific AM and FM reception. Now, the CC SkyWave SSB2 is a wonderful choice. It's a true necessity when normal communications is down. That's true. You know, when your cell phone isn't working and nothing else is, radio is. And the CC SkyWave SSB2 has a lot more than just AM and FM. Of course, it's got the weather band and the emergency radio features and all like that. It's also got a single sideband, and that'll give you interesting communications, hams talking all over the world, but also maybe many things that your smartphone will not be getting that you'll want to know. So you can also, as I say, listen to AM or FM better than just about anything else. The small speaker, it's a small radio. Yeah, it'll fit in the palm of your hand. It weighs only 8 ounces. And the small speaker sounds really good for that size, but they include some terrific earbuds and it will sound terrific. And I'd say check it out. It's a wonderful travel companion. CC SkyWave SSB2. And, of course, it's got a digital readout and a timer and a clock and an alarm and all those kind of things that you'll want, and some really nice presets and the ability to address things easily. It's just and it'll fit in the palm of your hand. It's terrific radio. CCRadio.com. CCRadio.com. You also get the wire terminal antenna for shortwave included, and there's a two-wire mono plug in the CC SkyWave SSB2. So I think you're going to like it. Now, if you can't go online for some reason, CCRadio.com. You can give them a call because they've got the world's best customer service. They'll answer all your questions. You can order by phone, or you can just ask them to mail you a catalog and they'll pop one in the mail free of charge quickly. That's 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. But if you can go online, ccradio.com, and look at that CC SkyWave SSB2. You tell them Raleigh sent you from WGN Radio.
Forget and forgive later, baby. Catch you on the rebound. A rebound. You didn't even write me or drop me a postcard. Now you want to come back and make a new start later, baby. Catch you on the rebound, the rebound. Oh, you were the first love that I ever had, but you've been gone so long now, I don't feel so bad. Later, baby. Catch you on the rebound.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that is my all-time favorite Brenton Wood record, Catch You on the Rebound, 1967 on Double Shot. Flip side of Baby, You Got It. And interesting that when asked Thursday night, just before he passed, what he wanted to say to his fan, he said, just tell him I'll catch him on the rebound. Yes, he will. So rest in peace, Brenton Wood. And, you know, in 1967, when Baby You Got It, the flip side was out, and Oogum Boogum and Give Me a Little Sign, it looked like Brenton Wood was just going to be huge because it was, you know, hit after hit. The reality is after that, he really never made anything national, but it was just the start of him being a true East L.A. anthem. Yeah, there wouldn't be an Art LeBeau show or a Huggy Boy show without Brenton Wood. And there's a ton of stuff, maybe some stuff you've heard, and I will play your requests, of course, like Oogum Boogum and such, but maybe we'll play some stuff you haven't heard as well. Now, when he was starting out, as I mentioned, it was 1958. He was a kid, and he was calling himself Little Freddy, because his real name was obviously not Brenton Wood. That's Irwin Zucker named him that after the suburb Brentwood, but which is almost on fire tonight. But that said, his name was Alfred Smith, and so he was Little Freddy originally. And the first thing he put out was on the Chief label in 1958. Perhaps you remember or not. Too Fat.
Yeah, boy, she's just too fat. I say she's fat, too fat. Is she big? She's big as a pig. That's too fat. I say too fat, boy.
Too fat.
A flip side, which was perhaps, shall we say, more tasteful than that, and a little more of the Brenton Wood you would remember, perhaps. That was all, All My Love came out in 58, and like Too Fat, got virtually no airplay, but you know, Big as a Pig usually is going to stop it from the radio. But the flip side wasn't bad at all.
Why, oh why treat me like you do, my dear. I've given all my love.
And so it goes. And then he went from there to Brent, and we'll play some of the Brent stuff. And then he really hit when he went to Double Shot. And I always think of Double Shot as Irwin Zucker's label, Promotion Emotion, but actually he didn't own it. Hal Wynn and Joe Hooven did. And they wrote and produced a lot of the Brenton Wood stuff. So though Brenton wrote a lot of his own stuff as well, and you'll be hearing more of that. All right, so Eduardo in Tampa, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Riley. Well, trying to stay warm over here. Oh, before I get into the weather, I mentioned to John that Thursday I got a meeting with Tampa General, so we'll see how that goes.
Yay! Well, good, good. That's the one you wanted, right?
Yeah. I'll be there for 90 minutes, so when I call in on Thursday night, I should have more information.
I can't wait to hear about it. That's
great.
All right.
Yeah. But I just heard this just like maybe 10 minutes ago, they got like 80 people in a shelter over here because of the cold.
Right.
It's like 41 degrees over here.
Right. And a lot of places in Florida don't have heat, not reverse cycle air conditioners. So it's not unusual. And I'll tell you, Florida in the 40s is worse than zero in Chicago.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, even Dallas in that area, too. I mean, they're getting
there's
some snow and then.
Yeah, a lot of weather tonight. You betcha.
Yeah, but the one that really tops everything is the one I've been listening to on KFI before your show. And they got those people broadcasting into the night, even went on the alert system.
Of course.
Yeah, so Pacific.
Palisades.
I can't even pronounce it. Palisades. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Palisades. Right. Okay, thank you. So they left the cars because they were told to evacuate. So they started to walk. And then they come with the bulldozers because there's only one road to get up there.
Yeah.
To get.
Well, it's off of Sunset Boulevard, and when you leave Los Angeles going down Sunset, the first thing you hit is Beverly Hills, and after that, it's unincorporated land, and so you hit Holmby Hills, and then Bel Air, and then Brentwood, and after Brentwood, you hit Pacific Palisades, and so this is not part of any incorporated city. And it's about 20 miles west of downtown, and it's beautiful. I mean, but again...
Oh, of course, it does. Yeah, it looks...
Again, some of these houses are just delightful, but they're on virtually no land. So when one house is going up, you got a neighbor really close. And so, you don't usually hear. You hear about Malibu going up very often, but you don't usually hear about the Palisades going up, but they sure are tonight.
Oh, wow. That's something.
Yeah. And it'll see.
So best of luck to them. Yeah,
absolutely. We'll see how much of it goes to Malibu, which is, usually the way it would. But if it comes back past Mandible Canyon, that's going to be Brentwood. And that's a lot of houses.
Yeah, they said like 3 days. I mean, they're going to get high winds. So,
yeah. Oh, it's absolutely a wildfire, and it is spreading. You betcha. And you've got a lot of well-known people who live in these areas, because they're delightful areas that attract people like that. Now, there's another fire that's not getting as much talk in Altadena. And Altadena is sort of north of Pasadena, there in the foothills of the mountains, and that is that's a beautiful area as well. But it's not it doesn't have the cachet of the Palisades. You're not going to necessarily find stars there, but you are going to find beautiful homes. And so Altadena is another issue. And absolutely. So one of the problems earlier today on Sunset, because it's basically the only major route in and out, is that it was just bumper to bumper traffic. So people, people get down there, they couldn't get out. You talk about mandatory evacuations to Topanga Canyon Boulevard. Well, where exactly are you gonna go?
And that explains why they left the vehicles and started walking. Okay.
And they're doing mandatory in Santa Monica, north of San Vicente Boulevard, which and Montana. That's a little shopping area as well. So there's a lot of stuff involved in this, and if it went north, you'd start to get into the San Fernando Valley. But I'm not predicting that. I think the winds were, they were saying 60 miles an hour, but they'll increase.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, they're looking at a pretty large swath of closures. So we'll see.
Yeah. Hopefully they make it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you're heading to the news. Hey, I'll call back Thursday.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks.
Okay,
bye.
Okay.
All right, so 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. A Brenton Wood hit coming up on WGN Radio. '67 on Double Shot. That's what started it. Certainly there were songs before it, but that was the first big hit, and it was Russ and Desplaines who wanted to hear that. And man, I'll tell you, 1961, Brenton Wood was on fire. I mean, it was between that and Gimme a Little Sign and Baby You Got It and on and on. It just, man, he was going to take off. And then he didn't. And it's interesting because after trying for a few years, he actually had his own record label. We'll be playing something from that in 73. But he was on Double Shot, and they wound up releasing everything they could find. And then he was on a couple other labels, just one-shot deals that didn't really do anything. Then started his own Mr. Woods record. And it just nothing. He wasn't catching on. And so he actually quit the business for a couple of years. And then what happened was his songs were just perfect for Art LeBeau's requests and dedications. You know, when you get titles like I Think You Got Your Fools Mixed Up, you betcha that's going to happen. And he became one of the true darlings of East L.A. and outlived a lot of people, too, sadly. You know, Tierra and, of course, well, the Midnighters, Little Willie G's still around, but most of the others are no longer with us. But for years, he was touring in package tours and did a lot of the East L.A. Latino cruise tours as well. And as I say, just doing his own last year, his goodbye tour, farewell tour, when he was just too sick to complete it. And that's a shame. But fortunately, he left us some great music. So 888-876-5593. Yes, by the way, Brenton Wood wrote Oogum Boogum, and Hal Wynn and Joe Hooven, the guys who own Double Shot, produced it. And a lot of the Double Shot stuff sounded like a lot of the Double Shot stuff, but it's still, they were just, I thought, great little records all the way around. So if it's on your mind, it'll be on mine. I was looking at an article that I kind of not fond of articles that basically are quoting TikTok, but nonetheless, you do get some interesting stuff. And you've got I think she's a 10th grade teacher, high school. And what she's saying is these kids are illiterate. They don't even know how to text anymore. And she was looking back on past years when teachers were upset about the texting and the abbreviations and saying, you know, grammar's going to go up the window. Now they'd settle for that. What she's claiming is that her students in the 10th grade are so poorly versed in proper communication or writing techniques that they can't text. They do it by voice, everything. And she apparently on TikTok shared some examples. And, you know, what's interesting is that the teachers can't fail them. They graduate and they move on. And, you know, everybody's saying, well, it's no big deal. As long as they can read and do random stuff, they're fine. Except now they can't, as far as that goes. The latest generation of students are not fine because the bottom line is that even things like, forget about an email, composing a text are beyond them. And that is just frightening to me. You know, I tell you, I'm not sure what it portends, but I am routinely aghast at what I see in emails from people who, and I don't mean you guys who are listening, that's fine, you write whatever you want, it's fine. But I mean people who are, you know, in positions of responsibility that should at least know how to conjugate verbs, you know, and nada. So truly a frightening thought all the way around. But we'll talk about happy things as well. McDonald's launched their new value menu this week. All right, well, yeah, well, all right, we'll tell you everything that's on it. But right now we'll talk to Jerry in Montana. Jerry, welcome to WGN Radio.
How you doing? Hello there. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Jerry, what's up?
Yeah, you're coming through like a house on fire.
Okay, good.
I just wanted to ask you a question about Brenton Wood was always one of my favorites. In fact, I used to know you mentioned, I was going to call you last night,
yeah,
and then you knew the story about Irwin Zucker.
Oh, yes.
Geez, he was my friend for years.
Yeah, you know? Promotion in Motion. I still have that stamp on a lot of my record shucks.
Oh, I know. He was a great guy to work with. I'd say probably close to 30 years.
Yeah, yeah. And then he got into pushing books.
Yeah, yeah, with the book publisher.
Yeah.
And I think he had twin daughters. And in fact, I knew his wife. I can't say she, Deborah. What was it?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know his wife.
Yeah, she was a movie critic.
Okay.
Deborah Hill.
Okay. All right.
And so, anyway, my question about Brenton Wood wasn't the B side of one of his records, I think you've got your Fools mixed up.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to play at the start of the next hour. Of course I am. That's one of my favorite. It's the flip side of Gimme Little Sign.
Yeah, I'll tell you the truth. What year was that?
67.
I'll tell you what, I was 3 years out of high school.
Okay.
I was actually the program director of a radio station in Great Falls, the old Cutie.
Right.
And for whatever reason, when that song came in, I played the flip side. I didn't even know about the other side.
Uh-huh. Well, you could do that. And, you know, interestingly, that's the way a lot of records became hits. When the Penguins released Earth Angel, that was the B-side. The A-side was Hey Senorita, and Huggy Boy flipped it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But, yeah, that was in the early years, you know.
Yeah, sure.
And I must have just listened to both sides when it came in and thought, well, I like that one better.
Well, sure. And it's just such a great theme. I think you've got your Fools mixed up. You got to love it.
Yeah, that is a great. That is a great song. Of course, in 1965, I was in Haber, Montana.
Uh-huh.
And Bob Dylan had his, I forget what his first song was, with Positively 4th Street.
Right, right. There were more than that. You know, Columbia had been pushing him from the early 60s because John Hammond at Columbia was hell-bent on releasing all this folk stuff. So they were promoting Dylan as a folk artist. But by 65, they realized that they needed to promote him pop.
So of course, I'm big Bob Dylan fan, you know, to the nth degree, but I like the song at the time, and so I just referred to him as Bob Dylan on the air. You know, but give me a break. That was how many years ago?
Well, right, right. So, and who would know? Isn't that true? I mean, that's why on the records after a while, with Wayne Newton, they had a real problem because people would listen to it and thought it was a woman and they'd introduce her as Miss Wayne Newton. So
that's it. Well, speaking of Great Falls, you know, I remember when, because he was originally with his brother, right? It was Newton Brothers?
Bob Dylan?
No, no.
Wait, I was going to say, wait a minute, I don't know about a brother. But yeah. It's like,
oh,
what?
No, Wayne Newton. Wayne Newton.
Yeah, back in the Arizona days and stuff.
Yeah, it must have been 61 or 62. Yeah. I was like 16, and I interviewed.
Yeah, Wayne and Jerry, I think, was the deal, as a brother.
Yeah, he used to come, maybe it was after he split from his brother. He used to come to the Park Hotel in Great Falls all the time.
Okay.
And the Terrace Room, it was a big deal.
Sure.
Mafia owned or something, you know. Allegedly. So.
Yeah, well, who knows? A lot of those places, you know, were supposedly mob runner. I mean, the place that was famous for it was actually in the Executive Inn in Evansville, Indiana. And, you know, I can see why people thought it, because, you know, this little nondescript place had name entertainment, like whoever was on top, they're bringing them in. So, you know, the stories abounded, and who knows?
Yeah, I think the Holiday House over in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, right, right. Well, and then Pittsburgh is its own industry in itself.
Yeah, exactly. But another one you play, the Skyliners, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were just terrific. And, of course, Jimmy Beaumont was such a huge R&B fan.
Yeah, and, you know, he appeared there until, he must have been still working in probably the 80s.
Sure, absolutely.
Or, because I can remember him being there. So.
Right. Oh, absolutely. No, he died at 2017 in McKeesport, and it was absolutely unexpected, because he was not in bad health as far as that goes. I think he was 76 at the time, because he was born in 1940. And, of course, Janet commits suicide early on. That was much earlier. But Jimmy kept performing.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yes. Well, she was married to a cop who was abusing her, and no one believed her, and she finally couldn't take it anymore. That was Janet, and that was real sad. That was quite a while ago.
Who was
Janet Vogel? Who was her name? I think she committed suicide in 1980.
Who wrote Since I Don't Have You?
I assume that, I'll look it up. I assume that Beaumont did. I'll tell you what, I mention it often. It's a trivia question. How many U's at the end of Since I Don't Have You? And it's 13.
Yeah.
But, so let me find out who wrote that.
Because the old story was that he wrote it at a traffic light in Pittsburgh after his girlfriend broke up with him.
Well, okay, Jimmy Beaumont co-wrote it. All of the guys are listed, but so is Joe Rock. Yeah, you know that Joe Rock's going to be in the story. All right, but anyway, it was credited to the Skyliners, to all of them. Jackie Taylor, Jimmy Beaumont, Janet Vogel, Joseph Rock, Joseph Rock, how formal, Joe Vandersharen and Lenny Martin and Wally Lester.
Wow! Yeah, they were a great group. You know.
Oh, absolutely. Although I liked the follow up, Since I Don't Have You, even better than Since I Don't Have You. But either way.
What, Pennies from Heaven?
Well, no. This I Swear Is True.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
This
right.
I Swear. What a great record.
You never hear that. I bet I haven't heard that in 50 years.
Ah, well, I play it on my little AM. So all the time.
Well, cool. Well, you listen, I'll that's it. Yeah, answered my questions, and
And that was on a Calico label, by the way, and Art LeBeau bought the Calico label. He bought all the rights to it.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I remember his 33 and a third albums, you know.
Sure.
There must have been, 15 volumes of that?
Well, you know, he coined the phrase, oldies but goodies. He was
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, good to talk to you, Jerry. Call me again.
Yeah, good. I enjoy listening to you.
Okay, thanks.
You know, that's the secret of good radio, you know, being compelling, you know, having somebody on the air that's compelling to listen to. So, I enjoy it.
Or as a friend said to me recently, you know, there's no one else on the air live at night. You're the only act in town. Oh, well.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take what I can get.
Besides, just day by day.
Yep, that's it.
Done.
All right.
Okay, thanks, Roy. Bye-bye. Sure.
So, 888-876-5593. If it's on your mind, it'll be on mine. And another Brenton Wood coming up as far as that goes. Yes, another hit and another request. It was actually the other one that Russ and Des Plaines wanted on WGN Radio.
If you do want me, give me a decision. But if you don't want me, don't leave me on the There's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. If you want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling down, wearing a frown, you'll be there when I look around. And just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Show me that you're mine, girl. All right. But
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and yes, Brenton Wood at his height. Give me some kind of sign. Give me little sign on the record, though. And that was the flip of I Think You Got Your Fools Mixed Up, 1967 on Double Shot. And yeah, he was riding high as far as that goes. And yeah, that was recorded in L.A., and there used to be a studio, Nashville West, on Melrose, right near where KHJ was, and that's where that was recorded in the summer of 67. 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Now, about this new value menu. All right, so everything that's on it, they're testing. They've been actually testing and teasing the new menu now for months. And the big initiative of 2025 is they needed some additional dollar items and the super popular $5 meal deal. And apparently, that nationwide started today, January 7th, the McValue menu. So let's see, what do you get for the McValue menu? Well, buy one, add one for a dollar. All right, well, depending on what the first one costs, that might be good or not. Fries are on it, and I think this might be fish, but then again, maybe it's a hamburger, I don't know. And they've got sausage McMuffin and sausage biscuit and sausage burritos and all that included in the buy one, get one for a dollar. So apparently, the entire McDonald's menu ranked by nutrition, you don't want to hear that yet, right? Yeah, well, it's becoming more affordable. Let's just say that. And not surprising either, because fast food has been just going up so much in price. And I mentioned, we did that last week. We looked at the places that were the priciest. I think Shake Shack and what was the other one? I don't know. I can't think of it now. But Five Guys, that was it, were the most egregious to many people. But who knows? Then we have more fun with commercial flying. Two bodies discovered in a JetBlue passenger plane. So, yeah, that's always a problem. Landing gear after it landed in Florida. Now, you really got to wonder. Yeah, of course, you don't know how they got there. Assuming they were living when they got there, they thought somehow that they could just hitch a ride. Apparently, the aircraft had, as it was landing in Florida, most recently operated as a flight 1801 from New York's JFK. And so scheduled flight from New York to Florida, departed at 7:49 in the evening, landed at 11:10 Monday this week, yesterday. And the circumstances surrounding how they accessed the aircraft remain under investigation. I want to know, what on earth were they thinking? And were they stowaways? Or maybe they were dead before the plane took off. I don't know. So this is 2 weeks after another body discovered in the wheel well of a United flight from Chicago to Maui. And there was a woman arrested after she traveled from JFK to Paris as a stowaway without a ticket. But in this case, she traveled in the cabin. All right. It was, it was easy to catch her, but it was also a way that she could stay alive. So you hear about this routinely. I've yet to hear about somebody who survived. But then again, I guess if they survive, they run out of the wheel well and they're gone. So who knows? But I don't think there's a lot of that going on. So that's, I guess fun with flights. So see what else we have. We have a number of things. And of course, I've got Carol's phenomenal show prep. So if you don't want to call, I'll just prattle on. But if you do want to call, that'd be better. 888-876-5593. 888-88-RALEIGH. So it's a still real day. You're saying, who's that? The first woman elected to statewide office in Wyoming. It also is Orthodox Christmas Day, something to remember if you're just now getting your Christmas gifts out in the mail. All right, the next full moon is this coming Monday, 4:26 Central Time, and that is the Wolf Moon. Oh, yeah. The next new moon is January 29th. So that's the deal. Tomorrow, the Battle of New Orleans is a legal holiday in Louisiana. It's also Earth's Rotation Day. Now, me, I would have thought that was every day, but, you know, what do I know? And January 9th is Static Electricity Day. I don't know who names them. And yes, what do we have here? Other things in terms of interest. Well, I think, as I was saying, the real interest, sadly, is that Brenton Wood has passed away. And again, I feel somewhat guilty being sad about that, because at 83 years old in very bad health, it's got to be a release for him, and he's in a much better place. And he did leave us a great legacy, though it's so interesting that so much of it happened in 1967. But there's more, and we'll be playing it. So two more hours of this, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
I think you got your fools mixed up. You must think I'm somebody else. I'm not the same fool you knew that couldn't around like a dog, strung on a chain, and wagged his cute little tail whenever you called his name. But baby, that will be no more. Remember when you walked out the door, I was on my knees. I said, now baby, you just looked at me and said, you know the score. And then you said, get some more dough, and maybe one day you'll be back again. Well, baby, I got lucky again. I made myself a million tins. And another thing I wanna say, I found myself another.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and there he is, yes, in his glory and splendor. 1967 was Brenton Wood's year, no matter how you look at it, and so, of course, I think you got your fools mixed up, which, great title, so you know it was a big request song, and that was the flip of Gimme a Little Sign. All right, so rest in peace, Brenton, we got a lot more coming. All right, David is in Muskegon. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Question for you to start with. I was wondering, is there a radio station in Los Angeles that plays pure oldies from the 50s and 60s, the good time oldies, like 106.9 does out of Milwaukee?
Not anyone that I know of. I don't even know of any HD 2 or 3 that are doing it.
Really? Now, what cities in the country are still doing it, because CKWW, they got sold, AM 580 out of Windsor, mm-hmm. Bell Media sold that station, and now they've dropped the Good Time Oldies for a minute, and you don't hear Don Steele on there anymore. The legendary DJ out of Los Angeles did a program about sounds from the 60s.
Right. Well aware that that was syndicated. You know, you're not going to find many people who do. In a couple places, you'll see them on an HD 2 or 3. Now, 1090 Express, the old station Huggy Boy was on for years, and of course, when it was XERB, Wolfman, they're still doing some 50s to 70s oldies, and they're replaying Wolfman Show, actually. So that's 1090 AM. I don't think they stream, but they are aware. Cool Gold in Phoenix was on their HD 2 doing something like that, but I don't know. I really don't know anybody who's doing it anymore, as far as that goes, because frankly, it's hard to sell. You know, for stations that are dependent upon ratings and national advertisers, that's a demo nobody wants. And so, you know, it's sort of the kiss of death to be appealing to it. I think it's very sad because, you know, if you go back 45 years ago, well, the Music of What's Left of Your Life format, as I used to like to call it, did very well on secondary stations, on AM, on things like that. But now where you'd think there should be a lot of HD 2 and 3s that would embrace this, it's easier to just LMA those HD 2 or 3s for people who are trying to get a translator somewhere that they otherwise couldn't get it. And so you just don't see much of that available. If anybody listening knows of somebody doing prior to 1970, like 60s, 50s, top 40 or R&B, tell me. I'd like to know about it. You know, I don't know what 1260, the little San Fernando Valley station that became K-Surf, I don't know what they're doing now. That's a possibility. Not many.
Not many. And it had to do with, because I remember in Muskegon here, when they dropped, it was ABC Radio Network that dropped the Pure Oldies format, and this was about 20 years ago.
Right.
They went to a Classic Hits with ABC Radio Network, and I believe did they merge with Westwood One, or what happened there?
Oh, God. You know, I once made a list of this. It took me like 5 pages, but ultimately everybody's merged with everybody. And so, you know, when you're talking about that, it started out as Satellite Music Network in Dallas and Mokena, Illinois. That was John Tyler. And then it became ABC. They bought it. But I'll have to look for that. It's been a while. I'll have to look for that to see how it wound up, because I've got that somewhere.
Yeah, because ABC, I believe when they got sold, it was Citadel Radio Network, and then it became Cumulus Radio Network.
Yeah, right.
And then I believe them and Jones had merged.
Okay, here
somehow.
We go. I found it. All right, let's see. You want to know that path?
Well,
all right.
Both the station in Vineland.
In Vineland, VLT in Vineland, they may part-time. Yeah, WVLT in Vineland might do so. Okay, we're going to do one track. I've got 2 tracks on this, but we're going to go. We're going to start. All right, you ready? You got plenty of time?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah.
Okay. 1955, CRC, which was Commercial Recording Company, Tom Merriman's company, opened in Dallas to produce commercial and radio jingles. 1957, Tanner Company started as the Pepper Sound Studios in Memphis, and they were creating not only jingles, but a lot of barter deals. And in internal changes in 1967, Pepper became Pepper Tanner. In 1972, Pepper Tanner becomes William B. Tanner. 1967, Merriman exits CRC to form TM Productions in Dallas. CRC closes in 1967. 1970, Drake Chenault, founded as AIR, American Independent Radio, began to supply 24-hour formats on tape to broadcast stations outside of RKO. 1970, Century 21 programming started in Dallas, producing radio jingles. 1976, Westwood One is formed by Norm Pattiz in his bedroom. 1978, David Saperstein creates Metro Traffic, eventually providing traffic reports for 1,500 radio stations. 1979, RKO Radio Network, formed by RKO General, they formed the first commercial network to be delivered entirely by satellite, known for news and features, the RKO network. 1981, Transtar radio networks began, among the first, tied with Satellite Music Network, to deliver 24-hour formats via satellite. 1981, United Stations Radio Networks begins producing radio specials and weekly programming. 1982, Westwood One moves to satellite distribution through IDB. 1982, Media General buys Tanner. 1984, Westwood One goes public. 1985, Westwood One buys Mutual, which in its much earlier history had been owned by RKO. 1985, United Stations acquires RKO Radio Network. 1985, Wagon Train in Albuquerque buys Drake Chenault. 1987, Westwood One buys NBC Radio, including The Source and TalkNet. 1988, TM buys intellectual property of Tanner. Media General shut down Tanner. 1989, Wagon Train sells Drake Chenault to Jones Intercable, forms the foundation of Jones Radio Networks in Denver, a major satellite distributor for third parties. 1989, Transtar merges with United Stations Radio Networks, becoming Unistar. 1990, TM merges with Century 21, becoming TM Century. 1993, Westwood One control shifts to Infinity Broadcasting. Mel Karmazin takes over from Pattitz. 1994, Infinity buys Unistar. 1996, Metro Traffic goes public. 1997, Infinity merges with CBS. The result, CBS operates Westwood and has an ownership stake. CBS Radio Network is separate. 1999, Westwood purchases Metro Traffic. Infinity created and then CBS-owned Shadow Traffic folded into it. 2006, Jones Radio Networks buys TM Century. 2006, Dial Global is created by Excelsior through a merger of Dial Communications and Global Media. 2007, Dial Global buys Unistar long-form networks from Westwood One. 2008, Triton Media, Dial Global, acquires Jones Radio Networks, which are renamed Dial Global. 2010, Gores Group financiers gain control and interest of Westwood One. 2011, Westwood One bought by Triton, Oak Tree Capital Management venture capitalists, owners of Dial Global, folded it into Dial Global. 2011, Metro Traffic sold to Clear Channel by Triton. 2013, Westwood One sold to Cumulus. Now, while this is going on, we need to talk about the second track. And by the way, Westwood One, that means it owns, if you're paying attention, Pepper Tanner, Drake Chenault, TM Production, Century 21, RKO, Transtar, United Stations, Unistar, Mutual, NBC, The Source, TalkNet, Dial Communications, Global Media, Jones Radio, and Metro Traffic. Metro Traffic was spun off. All right, now here's our second track. We got to go back to 1945 for this, all right? NBC Blue Network becomes ABC. 1968, ABC Radio Network split into four, American Entertainment, Contemporary Information, and FM. 1970, Watermark, an independent production company, debuts with its first show, American Top 40. 1981, John Tyler starts Satellite Music Network, first 24-hour network delivered via satellite in Mokena, Illinois, and Dallas, uplinked from Tulsa. 1982, ABC buys Watermark. 1983, ABC launches ABC Talk Radio Network. It quickly falls, but some shows survive. 1985, Capital Cities Communications buys ABC-owned stations, and the networks keep the ABC brand. 1989, ABC Radio buys Satellite Music Network. 1980s, ABC Satellite Services becomes platform leader for radio satellite distribution. 1992, ABC launches Sports Radio ESPN. 1992, Citadel Broadcasting, formed by Larry Wilson, folding we don't need to go about that. Folding his assets from Arizona and Montana into. Within a decade, Citadel grows to 205 stations, acquiring chains like Bloomington, parts of chains like Dick and others. 1996, Walt Disney Company buys all of ABC's Cap City. Cities. 1997, Cumulus started in Milwaukee to acquire medium market stations. Lou Dickey Jr. among the principals. Dickey becomes CEO in 2000. Company plagued with funding issues and SEC violations, but remains viable. 2001, Citadel sells to venture capital Forceman Little for $2.6 billion. 2002, Fareed Suleiman, former CFO of Infinity, named CEO of Citadel. 2006, Forceman merges into Citadel into ABC Radio. Radio Disney and ESPN stations are not included in this merger. Satellite services are included. ABC Radio name licensed for 2 years. Fareed Suleiman remains CEO. 2006, Cumulus buys Susquehanna. 2008, Citadel gets NYSE letter of delisting. 2009, stock delisted. Citadel files for bankruptcy. 2009, ABC Radio Network becomes Citadel Radio Network. 2011, Cumulus buys Citadel. So Cumulus then was Susquehanna, Capital Cities, ABC Networks, and O&O stations, Watermark, SMN, and hundreds of independents. There you go.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Yeah, so, obviously, there was one night I had some time on my hands, so I sat down and wrote it out.
Yeah, hey, thanks. You know, because I was wondering how that worked, and And that's Cumulus, and they're separate from Westwood One still.
No. See, that's the thing. This was done a while ago. Cumulus and Westwood One are now the same thing.
Okay, they're the same.
Yeah, I should update that. I should update
Westwood
that.
Yeah. Are now both the same?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's true. Yeah. I'll update that when I'll probably never get the time I had when I wrote that the first time, but which is now, you know, quite old, but I'll update it.
Yeah, because they're now, because I've noticed, like, with Westwood One, because some of the Cumulus stations here in Muskegon carry Westwood One programming.
Right.
For their urban format instead of Cumulus.
Yeah, no, Westwood One is definitely owned by Cumulus.
Oh, my. So that's how that happened, and they combined everything, their operations.
Yeah.
Oh, my. So Westwood One and Cumulus. Because I noticed something with Cumulus and with Westwood One. I don't believe they have an active rock format. Am I correct?
How the hell would I know that? No, you want to know if Westwood One has active rock? I can find that out. That's easy. You know, you can look. Can you go online?
I can't see. I have a Fire tablet.
Well, all right.
I have an Amazon.
Yeah, but it could read it for you, right? But I'll go to Westwood One. That's no problem. I'll be happy to do this for you. Because in oldies, like a few years ago, 5 years ago now, I think they dropped Mike Harvey, but they still had a bunch of other stuff. So everybody's listening to Westwood One. Well, that's just great. Tell me, Bob and Tom, Rich Eisen, classic hits. This is not a good website. Let's see if I can explore better. Programming. Yes, 24/7 formats. Music formats. We'll look at those first, shall we? AC Adult, Hot AC, Variety Hits Pop, Variety Hits Rock, Hits Now, Mainstream Country Gold, Hot Country, Real Country, Nash Icon, Classic Country, Classic Hits Gold, Classic Hits Rock, Classic Rock X, Rocks 2.0, Good Time Oldies, Adult Standards, The Touch. So let's see what Good Time Oldies has to say for its bad self, because that's the closest to what you're going to want to hear, I would assume.
Yeah.
Good Time Oldies features the three decades of pop, soul, and rock and roll. Nothing but the best from the 60s and 70s, with one early to mid 80 records an hour. Core artists, The Beatles, Billy Joel, Stevie Wonder, Elton John, Rolling Stone, Supreme, Chicago, The Bee Gees, The Beach Boys, Eagles, Temptations, and Fleetwood Mac. I don't want to hear this, but maybe you do. All right, so now, let's see. I'm curious about some of their, forget about their music formats. Let's see what they have for specialty shows. Are you going to tell me that? No, of course you're not. Why not? All right, let me try again. Let's see. Programming. Yes, this would be programming. Music and entertainment. Let's see who has anything. Daily shows. All right, nothing you care about. Weekend shows. American Country Countdown, M.G. Kelly's America Hit List, Country Gold, The Daily Carson Show, Flashback, Rise Up Country, Rula, and Elena. All right. So I want to see what Flashback is. All right. Yes, Flashback, the country's number one retrospective radio program, now hosted by influencer, rock insider, and MTV legend Matt Pinfield. All right. So.
Yep.
There you go. All right.
They carry that on a lot of the Cumulus stations.
Well, there you are. So that they do that. So that's their shows. Now you know. So yes, I did that list in 2013, but I'll have to update it to show you how they all came together at R1.
Now, how would I get this on Amazon Fire tablet? What would I go to? What website?
You mean to know this? Just Westwood, yes. Westwood1.com, and you have
I'd have to have somebody download that app.
It's not an app. It's not an app. You got to go to whatever you use as a browser. All right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whatever you're using, whether it's Edge, because you mentioned it's a Microsoft product, so it might be Edge or whatever. You just
it's an Amazon product.
It's an Amazon product. All right. Well, you've got a way to browse the internet, correct?
I have a way, but it has to be because I'm used to using apps.
Yeah, I know, but this is not going to be an app, is what I'm trying to tell you. This will be a website, because this is not meant for you to see. It's meant for stations to see, because hopefully they'll pick up the shows. but they'll be happy to tell you what it is. But however you get online or however anybody can help you, if they go to westwoodone.com, then you can go ahead and explore what they have. You can look at the daily shows or the weekend shows or the 24-hour formats or whatever you want.
Oh, okay. Go to westwoodone.com and go to Screen Reader.
Well, right, absolutely, with Screen Reader, and what I hope, because the way they have it is they've got, like, Explore, and I don't know how Screen Reader's going to do with that. I don't know how much of this is gooey. I hope none of it is, but I'm afraid that some of it is.
Yeah, because I've noticed, like, with the apps, you have to see those.
Yeah.
And to download them,
yeah.
And then once it's downloaded, I can use the app.
Right, but there is no app to this stuff.
Okay, just go to westwoodone.com.
Yeah, but it's gonna be tough. I'm afraid this is too gooey for you.
I'm told I can't see.
No, I assume that. But if there's anybody listening who regularly uses a screen reader, go to westwoodone.com and tell me what we can do. Let's hopefully find somebody. Keep listening, who will help me tell you how to navigate it.
Oh yeah, because you know, Raleigh, before I turned you on tonight, I just downloaded 4 hours of Jimi Hendrix.
Somebody would have to. All right, so let me hope that somebody will call and will walk us. If they'll walk me through it, I'll do it on the air.
Okay, that's great.
Thanks.
I really appreciate this, because
sure.
I'd like to go to that, because what I'd like to do, and it's just in fun, you know, I'd like to compare, like, Westwood One with iHeartRadio. I'd like to do comparison contrast.
I'm
the same.
I'm jealous of the time you have. Now, the difference is the iHeartRadio is giving you a lot of podcasts and stuff like this. The site I'm telling you, you're not going to be able to listen to these shows on this site. You're just going to find out what they are.
Okay.
All right.
And it don't have, you know, like they didn't have Westwood One 50s, 60s, and early 70s when AM radio was really king from 1955 to 1972.
I got to go. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay, bye. All right. So, got to play commercials and more right here on WGN Radio.
Oh, yeah. Don't know why, but I love you, I do. Cause I like the way you love me. Oh, yeah. Every time you kiss me, thrills me from my head to feet. And I tell myself deep down inside there will be no one else for me. Cause I like the way you love me, love me, love me. Oh, yeah. And I like the way you thrill me. Oh, yeah. Well, you thrill me to my soul. And I like it all so. And I tell myself deep down inside I could never let you go. Cause I like the way you love me.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. And you can interrupt the show if the mood would strike you. And that's 888-876-5593. We'll get to Jim in Richmond and Boyer in Nashville. And Brenton Wood, of course. I like the way you love me. And that's for Fran. She loves that one. And that's the flip of Oogum Boogum from 1967. Now, I should read my own notes better, because I had mentioned that Westwood One was sold to Cumulus in 2013 and that Cumulus bought Citadel in 2011. 7. So the deal is, when Cumulus bought Citadel, they got all the ABC property, and then Westwood One was sold to Cumulus 2 years later. So that's when they all became one. So I had it all here. I just should read it. All right. And can't believe I wrote it. Well, that was a long time ago. All right. So now 888-876-5593. All right. Now, Boyer's in Nashville. Let's see what's up with Boyer. What's happening, Boyer? All right. Boyer has left the room. I think he's left the room. Either that or our phones have failed again. Let's hope not. All right. So I'll do that. And Richmond. I'm Jim in Richmond. Are you there?
Hi, Riley.
Oh, good. You are there. How are you?
Right. And after your last call,
yes.
Can I please tell you that I wish Ken Burns would do a special about you?
Oh, no, we don't want that.
Because nobody knows radio more than you.
All useless information. Well, I should have read my own notes because the two came together. Yeah, well, you know, what's sad is they all were independent small companies back in the day, and that's when they were all wonderful.
Right.
Yeah.
And also, I didn't know the person that you're featuring tonight, but I remember a lot of the songs that you've been playing.
Oh, sure. Well, they were hits, yeah.
Yeah, and I just want you to know that take a deep breath. I'm done.
What do you mean?
I am not moving on.
What do you mean? Tell me about this.
I didn't hear from anybody this whole holidays, and my vision is not getting any better.
Well, no, your vision's not going to get any better. That's very sad,
right.
But that's very true.
And I thank Kim for trying, and I thank your listeners for trying, but I give up.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Because there are so many, but I can relate also. I understand when you say I've got nothing to live for, but I think that's the challenge of finding something to live for, not looking backwards
right.
to the people who aren't there for you now.
Right. And my friend that I've been together for over 20 years says that in March she's retiring and I have to find other ways to get around.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, but I'm not okay. So
right.
Thank you and all your listeners, but I'm giving up.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Just so sorry.
And I hope you have a wonderful week.
Well, I hope you have a better week. I really do. I hope you can find something that will give you some form of pleasure. You know, it's true that people in the past and around you may all fail you, but that doesn't mean that there aren't avenues going forward totally different that might interest you. It's a new way of looking at things. It's not easy, but with people like Kim helping you, if you can do more things to become independent, you won't need that.
I've gotten to the point where Siri will read my screens
right.
and stuff like that. And also, if you listen to the songs that I suggested,
yeah,
you
I
will
can.
Know how I feel.
No, I know. And, you know, Carol and I listened to both of them and said we just can't play them. They're absolutely depressive songs, unfortunately. We will play you a Jaco song because you mentioned you wanted something from Sha Na Na. We'll be happy to. Chantilly Lace, Jaco sings lead on that, and I'll play it for you tomorrow night. But the other one's not going to fly.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wish I had a magic wand, Jim. I'd certainly wave it for you. And I pray that there's somehow you can find solace in something. But I know what it's like when the world lets you down. You don't know where to turn, and I get that. I really do. But it's up to you, unfortunately, to forge new pathways.
No, I love you, Rally.
Okay, well, good luck to you. We're always happy to hear from you, Jim. We will keep you in our prayers, and you call anytime. All right, so I wish wish we could help Jim a little little more than that. That's it's very tough. But yeah, when you're in a real change of life situation, and when you're totally losing your vision, and your family has left you behind for whatever reason, it's daunting. But it certainly comes down to having the attitude to say, hey, I'll find something that makes me want to go on, that makes me want to take another breath. And I hope that something will come to Jim along those lines. And I thank Kim dramatically for helping him out. And I really wish he would be up for pursuing a lot more of that, because he could be so independent, but there's a learning curve on all that. Yeah, tough. Absolutely tough, and I'm so sorry. 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. We've got, let's see, Donna in Chicago's got a request. All right, Donna, what you want to hear?
Hi, Raleigh. Oh, my God, poor Jim. I know what it's like to feel really, really bad during the holidays.
Yeah, that's why we have the Raleigh James I Hate the Holidays Club, because I do know what that's like.
Right. You know, one good place to reach out to is your local library. They have tremendous amount of resources if you're looking for.
Yeah, and we've suggested that.
Pointing
absolutely.
You in the right direction.
Yeah.
God bless you for being there, Raleigh.
Oh, I try.
I would love to hear, I think this is from 73, Chuck Mangione, The Land of Make-Believe.
Oh, okay. We can do that.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much.
All right, I will do that hopefully tomorrow or Thursday night.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right. So 888-876-5593. Brian and Jefferson, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. How you doing?
All right. How about yourself, Brian?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. Want to let you know I'm one of your loyal listeners, and I just went to Westwood One.
Good.
At least their website. It's somewhat screenwriter friendly for what I can do on it. So the one fellow that called in,
yeah.
I mean, he should have pretty much good luck.
Okay, so let me ask you, let's talk about this. I'm so glad you called about this. All right, so you're at westwoodone.com. Now, for me, I see something that says explore, and then it's just got lines, which, of course, if you click on it, you get the menus, like programming or 24-hour formats.
I tried that to enter on that, and I couldn't get anything to happen.
I was afraid
so
of that.
There, it's not, some parts of it aren't screenwriter friendly, but like if you click on like the links, like where it says Bob and Tom, and
yeah, you can do that.
The kids,
absolutely,
yeah.
You can
but
do that.
But if there's any graphics, then it probably is not going to do too good with them.
So that nav menu is completely inaccessible to you, because you'd have to be able to click on it and then it pulls.
Yeah.
I was looking at that saying, this is just terrible. Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, so you can get to the website, you can see the feature shows, but you can't see any of the real programming and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And I just wanted to say to Jim, I just heard him on there.
Yes.
And this is going to seem like, with what he's, and I get that with the holidays and not having a lot of family and not driving, that it's like the end of the world. But please don't give up. I mean, there's thousands of us who have been in your same situation at one time or another. And if transportation is an issue, what do you know what town in Wisconsin he lives in?
Yeah, Richmond, and it's small.
Richmond.
Yeah.
Let me look on.
We have done that. We've given him all the dial-a-rides and all the other things that are available.
Okay,
because
there's obviously maybe some kind of, depending on the size of the town, some paratransit.
It's not
door-to-door service.
You're right. There are things. It's not as simple as that, unfortunately. But there are things, and we've given him all those resources.
Okay. Well, and I know this is tough, and it is when you, if you live alone and you don't have family and you're losing your vision, it's a tough time.
Oh, yeah.
But just getting the right resource, it just takes getting the right resources and the people who can get you these resources and getting the right help.
Right.
That's what it takes.
No,
it's a scary.
You're right. The key is that you have to put yourself in a place where you say, I'm going to be an old dog learning a new trick or two or three, and I will, you know, do the learning curve to do this, you know. But for many people, it just winds up being so daunting. But that's the only way he can achieve independence is going to be through going through that learning curve. And what he's saying is, I've just had enough. And believe me, I get that. You get to that point where you just say, I've had enough. you know. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to instill in them the fact that there's a whole world out there unknown to you right now, not related to all the people who might have left you behind, that could be very interesting if you would be able to go out and find them.
Right,
I know it's very tough, though. The first thing is finding a way to make life accessible to you. And, of course, if you're blind from birth, you know, in some ways that's a gift because you do make life accessible. I mean, you know, it's a horror what society at large does and how people are treated. But regardless, you've got a better handle on pulling that off when you're, you know, close to senior citizen years and you lose it. Well, you really have to be willing to do that learning curve because it's not easy.
Yeah.
But many people do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, Premier Radio Network, is that another company?
Premier is iHeart. It's that was originally that was an independent little network, Premier, and then it was sold to J-Core, and then J-Core was sold to Clear Channel. So, and Clear Channel, of course, is iHeart.
Yeah. No, they carry like what Coast to Coast AM.
Right, and they bought
John Hannity
that.
And
right, they bought Coast to Coast. That originally had been a little local network in Medford, Oregon, and they bought it to get Art Bell, but it still operates largely from Medford as far as that goes. But so they've got that, and of course, like you mentioned, Hannity, and they've got a bunch of shows, you know, as far as that goes. But yeah, they're a Clear Channel property.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Alrighty. Well, I just wanted to let you know about the website and then just talk about Jim. Please don't give up. I know this is a rough time for you, but. I mean, we're here for you. A lot of us have been there and been through what you're going through. So,
absolutely.
So, alrighty.
Well,
I won't keep you. I'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate the call. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You bet. Bye.
All right. So you can look up Premier. It's Premiere if you want to see what they've got. But they do have, they syndicate Bobby Bones, who's done very well, Morning Man Country, very well. Ryan Seacrest, of course, I don't need to say anything. Sean Hannity, Delilah. Yes, Love Songs with Delilah. All right, just make sure your supply of insulin is handy. Steve Harvey, you know, his morning show, they syndicate that and a bunch of other things. Glenn Beck, yeah, that's right. Oh, man, they have a picture of Glenn Beck. I remember Glenn Beck when he looked like he was a teenager. Now he looks like he's a grandfather. Well, I guess time flies. All right. Well, and also After Midnight, that's been on a while. That used to be Blair Garner. Now it's Granger Smith. All right. So, there's several things that maybe will interest you. But again, these sites are set up for, you know, radio stations to look at them and say, hey, we want to carry this, like Sunday Nights with Bill Cunningham. Not necessarily for listeners, because you can't, go there and hear the shows. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And now I look and everybody's calling. Well, good. Well, we have to do something and get in a couple more Brenton Woods here coming up on WGN Radio.
Didn't raise no fools, and I should know that, baby, you got it. That's all I can say for you. Got soul, too much soul. Foxy clothes, the cutest nose, a groovy set. There's nothing fake about you, baby, you got it. People can be cruel, they say I've lost my cool. But it's very hard to keep my cool when I'm around you, 'cause, baby, you got it. That's all I can say for you. Got soul, too much soul. Fancy clothes, the cutest clothes, the nudest shape. There's nothing fake about you. Baby, you got it. Now that I found you, gotta cling to you. I'll give you love and money, everything to you. No matter what they say, no matter what I do, I'm never gonna love another girl but you, 'cause, baby, you got it. That's all I can say for you. Got soul, too much soul. Foxy clothes, the cutest nose, the nudest shape. There's nothing fake about you. Baby, you got it. Prince say no can be. You're not the girl for me. But I see a lot of things in you that they can't see. And baby, you got it. That's all I can say for you. Got soul, too much soul.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yes, 1967 was just magical for Brenton Wood. And Baby, You Got It. That was the A side of Catch on the Rebound and Double Shot. And so, yeah, sadly, Brenton's no longer with us, but his music lives on. And we'll play quite a bit of it. But yes, Jim evoked Response, which, Jim, if you're still listening, I knew you would. Barb in Yorkville, welcome back to WGN Radio. Hey, Barb.
Oh, you heard? Okay.
Yes.
Yes. I just want to tell Jim thank you for helping me last week, and now it's my turn to help him.
Okay.
I want to cheer him up. I found out I've got more problems this week, and I'm going to handle them, and I think you're going to be able to, too, Jim, if you talk to people, listen to them, and try to help yourself, honey. It's the only way we can do it. I got had to send my son Dave a card, and I couldn't write the envelope for his name and address and all that. So I had to white it all out, and I had to get an old birthday card with his address where he lives and where I was sending this card.
Yeah.
And I pasted it on the white envelope, and David got it yesterday, so I know it got there safely.
All right.
And I want Jim to know that we're all here hoping that he will not give up, because I'm not giving up. I found out today that I couldn't even write my rent check out. My landlady had to come in and write out the whole part of the check, and then all I had to do was sign it.
Yeah.
So mine's worse, too, but I'm not giving up, Jim, so you don't give up either. God bless you, honey.
All right. Thank you, Barb. I appreciate the call.
You're welcome, honey. Happy New Year to you and Jen.
You too. All right. So yeah, as bad as it seems now, you know, the line, it could always be worse. Well, unfortunately, it always can. And the big thing is getting yourself in a frame of mind where you're willing to say, whatever it is, I can do it. I don't need somebody to help me. Now, of course, you are going to need people to help you in terms of, especially professional people too, but to, you know, help you become more familiar with accessibility. But in terms of your family's not calling you, well, so your family's not calling you. You know, that sounds hard to say, but that's certainly no reason to throw in the towel. Stacy in Algonquin, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Happy New Year.
You too.
I'm also calling about Jim.
Good.
And I'm here to tell him, believe me, don't give up, because you should see what I'm going through here.
What's happening?
I can't get to some places because our bus just goes for doctor's appointments.
Right.
So you talk to God. Jim, you have to put God first, because God hears you.
Mm-hmm.
You talk to God, you talk to Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and you just tell them your problems and that you know that they're going to be solved one way or another. And believe me, Jim, I have plenty of problems right now. I spilled coffee downstairs, and I had a crazy day, but I still don't give up. I'm doing karaoke tomorrow.
Good.
And what did we do downstairs today? We played another game and stuff. And I did beanbag toss. And I mean, no relatives, nobody calls me.
Right. Well, you know,
I mean, everybody here is my family.
You know, interestingly, your life really turned around even more when you moved and when you got into a situation which was much more social. And I think that Jim is in Richmond, and he's very isolated. And I think that that's probably not in his best interest. Now, I'm not saying he should go to a home or anything crazy like that. You're not in a home. We're not talking about that. But there are a number of places that where you will be able to get the camaraderie you need and the services you need, but still have full independence for yourself.
I have something funny. I went downstairs to crafts.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took some material. And you just tie the stuff together. So mine turned out to look like a taco.
Okay, all right.
a pillow taco, and everybody was just, it was so funny.
Well, that's a theme.
But it's, But it looks nice. Good. And I said, oh, that's my pillow taco.
Yeah.
And I what I do is I have old movies, and if I'm feeling down,
yeah,
I turn on an old movie that's great, or music.
Right.
Dancing, that makes you feel fabulous.
Absolutely.
I mean, so Jim, you got to hang in there.
Yeah, I hope he does.
No, the crazy things that I'm going through.
And everybody, and, you betcha.
Yeah, money issues and stuff, but you've got to put Jim, got to put God first, and you know he'll take care of everything. I know your situation is tough, but Stacy says, hang in there.
All right, Stacy, a good way to end the hour, and thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Oh, you take care, Robbie.
All right,
Happy
you too.
New Year.
You too. Bye. All right, so we'll find out what's going on in the world at large, more about those fires and other stuff on WGN Radio.
Gotta have a lot of love. Gotta have a whole lot of love from a you little girl. Gotta have a whole lot of love from a you little girl right now. Tonight I was thinking of how we used to be. Gotta have a whole lot of love from a you little girl right now.
Last night, I'm Raleigh James. I Want Love. That's before Brent and Wood got the double shot. 1966 and Brent. And actually, he'd been on Brent for a good 3 years. I thought that record was actually pretty well produced, I Want Love. But he had been there, as I say, from 63 on. And in 63, he had something that almost made it. He had Hideaway. Wasn't too bad either. Yeah, Mr. Schemer was that.
Oh, they call me Mr. Schemer when I'm walking by with girls hanging on my arm. Man, oh man, how they wish they had my charms and that they could act so cool and calm. Let me tell you, people, here comes Mr. Schemer walking with a blonde and she's a pecking at my cheek. Man, oh man, I've got
arguably, the Brent stuff was better produced than the Double Shot. But, of course, Double Shot was just magic in 67. Now, while that was magic in 67, Brent went back into their archives to see what else did he release that we didn't release. We can put it out now. He's a hit. Yeah, well, Sweet Molly Malone was the result of that.
Alive! Kansas City, where the girls are so pretty.
listening to that voice that they had had that in the can since 63. But as I say, there it was, a big hit. They had to do something. And so Brent did. Yeah, well, we've got a few more to play before the evening is out, including something that he put out on his own label, Mr. Wood Records. All right, so Ruth and Gurney's got suggestions for Jim. All right, Ruth, what you got?
Hi, Raleigh, thank you for taking my call. I think that's the first time I've ever said that to you. I think that I wanted not to call so that you could have your evening investing in what you were just getting a positive energy thing on in that background with the songs you've been playing specifically in conversations. But this is what I'd like to offer to Jim as a avenue of approach. You and Stacy were right on it, on the money, with the conversation that you had, how she has found an avenue of approach. Here's the big thing for him. I have 100 things I could tell him and a lot of good advice similar to what other people are saying, but his mind is lethargic. His body is not paralyzed, but his mind is lethargic. And in a way, he is trapped. And it's so very difficult for anybody who's giving him advice for them to comprehend, even though they can say, you can do it, you can do it.
Yeah.
It's really almost impossible when the mind has become lethargic. So one of the things that I've assessed in listening to his conversation is he would be great. He likes to talk. If he would find a way to speak to a group, senior citizen centers, and if he could find the, Anonymous, Alcoholics Anonymous. I once wandered in there while I was homeless, and I laughed and chuckled to myself because I said, these people are wonderful. They help each other. They'll pick you up. They'll take you here. They'll take you there. And I don't want to tell them that I'm a teetotaler.
Oh, God. Oh, God. You're an imposter. Oh, my.
And I wanted to go back again just because I was homeless. It was winter. Yeah. It was cold. And I wanted to go back and be around these wonderful people that were finding the solutions.
Yeah.
And you hope that he doesn't start taking up the bottle, because that's what happens to people when they've hit the bottom of the barrel. They start using alcohol as their crutch. And I don't think he'll do that. I don't think he will, but I think that he has something to offer, and he has to look. Divine intervention is absolutely wonderful, but they only come through because it's very difficult for the veil to come through with healings and things like that. You have to be not afraid. You have to be not afraid of your circumstances, and the lack of fear will build the intervention for divine intervention for healing, for blindness, illnesses, and things like that. But there's a long waiting list for divine intervention. So his avenue of approach is to feel good about himself. And while everybody out there says, hang in, and we're hoping for you, he needs to find that thing which will make him feel like he's significantly important. And then he won't worry about all these other things where are you when it's the holidays and he's all by himself. When he finds that he's making a contribution, a beggar in a grocery store, a job, any of those things, senior citizen housing, all of those things will add positive energy. But I think he has a talent to use he likes to talk. And I think if he comes up with something like...
Yeah, that's good advice. That's real good advice.
Stories, what they're going through and what he's been through, and now he's passing through it, and he wants to share it with them. And I think he can start with the alcoholics. Just fake it. They don't have to know
God.
That he doesn't drink.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Well, I'm not going to endorse that, but I won't endorse that one. But if he
the last resort, is... I don't like them, the psychiatrists. I think
let's not
but
go
they
there.
Do give prescriptions to get you through, and if you do it temporarily,
yeah,
he'll get out of the depression.
All right. Well, good good thoughts,
okay,
Ruth. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate
bye-bye
it. Yeah. Absolutely. No, I don't think you should fool AA, but if you have any drinking problem, they are a godsend, and there's many different groups, of course, and some may be, you know, to your liking, and others maybe not as much. And I've been to many, many meetings because, you know, grow up in California, you have a lot of friends who had that problem, and they take you to the meetings. And some of them, you know, the ones that weren't closed, some of them were truly like Comedy Central. They were terrific stories. But the thing is that the camaraderie that was there was priceless. And like I say, if Jim doesn't have a drinking problem, I don't think you should do that. But if there is any alcohol involved, that is a wonderful outlet. But as I listen to everything and as I think about it, as much as Jim doesn't want to move, I really think that he's too isolated in Richmond. He needs Richmond, Wisconsin. He needs to be in a place where services are more, and I'm not talking about institutionalized living or any of that stuff. I don't go there, and I wouldn't blame you to say I'm hanging it up before I do that. Fine, you don't have to do that. But just a place where services are more available. And there's a ton of communities that are so far from nursing homes, you wouldn't believe it, but that have assistance and things like that, that it's worth looking into. And they vary. You know, part of it has to do with your financial situation, what you can afford. But even then, there are some really nice places where you've got people. And at the same time, you've got your own place, and you don't have to have anybody in there if you don't want them in there. So I would wholeheartedly support getting out of Richmond, because I think that the isolation is just not healthy. So I know if it were me, that's what I would be doing. I'd be saying, I ain't staying here. All right. So just some thoughts. 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Debbie in Raleigh, what's up?
Hey, and I left my number with your husband, John, so that if Jim would like to call, and he's still listening, I hope he'll think about, you know, his dog and all the things that do matter to him.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to talk about that song, Me and You.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to play it.
Did you play that yet?
I haven't yet,
okay.
And I've got it here. I've got it here, actually, to play. And, of course, my favorite part is this soliloquy where he said, well, little lightweight thing going on here. I mean, it's just
When you mentioned his name, I wasn't that familiar with him, although I remembered the Oogum Boogum song.
Right.
But, you know, I'm getting old and I can't remember anything anymore. But he was just such a versatile artist. I mean, every song he did sounds so different.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how to explain it, but, yeah, you know, it didn't sound like the, you know, 1, 2, 3, you know, year one, you think of, you know.
Yeah,
you
well,
know, all the rest.
There were some similarities to it, but they were
he had a taste of difference.
Yeah.
Yeah,
creative stuff, and his phraseology when he sang was just excellent. But yeah, Me and You is a flip side of Some Got It, Some Don't, which I'll also play.
Oh,
but
okay.
Yeah, we got a little old lightweight thing going on. I'm like, a little old lightweight thing going on? All right. If that's your soliloquy, all right. Yeah.
Well, you know, there are brighter days ahead. We just have to look for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tomorrow is not promised, but yesterday is past.
That's right.
I guess that's what I would love to say.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm going to let you get back to your calls, and thank you so much for being there. I hate to stay awake at night, but you're worth it.
Oh, no, I don't want to rob you of sleep. I'll feel terrible about that.
I can't sleep. I'm just a night owl.
If you can't sleep, I'll keep you company. But if I'm robbing you of sleep, turn off the radio now.
No. I'm just too afraid I'll miss something important.
No, you won't. All right.
Yes, I will.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate the call.
Thanks.
All right. So yeah, since we've talked about Me and You, like I say, this is one of those things where the soliloquy, and it takes a little while to get there, obviously, but it's priceless. And this was probably, as far as East L.A. faves, this was the number one request item. When everybody was calling Art LeBeau or Huggy Boy, what did they want? They wanted Me and You.
And you,
You know, we've been together a long time. And you know what? We can get a little old lightweight thing going if we really put our hearts to it. If you try and I try, girl, there's no telling how far we can go. Remember those loving fools, Romeo and Juliet? They thought they had a thing going, but they just didn't know. They couldn't visualize. They had no idea how it could really be, but we know.
Me and you.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like a good sales line to me. We can get a little old lightweight thing going on. Yeah. All right. Yeah, the loving fools, Romeo and Juliet. And that was the B-side. But, man, that I'll play some got it, some don't on the next bumper, which is actually coming up. But, yeah, as far as East L.A., man, did they ever resonate to that. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
I never change, a baby never lose your cool. Still yourself, I hate to lose a precious jewel. Oh yeah, you're in the groove, and a girl you really got it in. You never jive, you always seem to make the grade. You're just like a good piece of leather, my oh my, you well put together. Like a fine piece of china, and even if you tried, you couldn't do better. Good grief, you're too much, sweeter than cherry pie. So fine, you're one of a kind, and you're the apple of this boy's eye. Oh, I can shop around, but I won't. I guess some got it, some don't.
WGN Radio, 1968 on Double Shot. That's the A-side to Me and You. Some got it, some don't. All right, so, yeah, more Brenton Wood. We've got a few more to go before the evening is out. So let's see, what are we doing here in the waning moments of this half hour? I believe that Donna in Chicago has a request, so let me hear it, Donna.
Hi, Raleigh. Oh, my gosh, I love your music so much.
Well, thank you.
And you have the most wonderful listeners, and it's so nice that everybody's rooting for Jim.
Yeah.
I just wanted to tell you about a wonderful organization called the American Federation for Suicide Prevention. It's nationwide.
For sure.
And they meet regularly. There's a website with it's either people who have lost someone to suicide, people who have contemplated suicide themselves, people who have attempted suicide, but they really get it about loneliness. And their website is wonderful, and they meet regularly. They also walk. They have like a into the darkness walk, because that's usually when suicide happens. And they do nighttime walks to raise money.
Oh, neat.
And there's a
three-digit phone number now. 988 is the suicide hotline.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so just like you're dialing 911 when you have an emergency. Well, 988 is suicide prevention.
Wonderful. Great. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, yeah.
So wonderful.
Yeah, no, I absolutely
and
would hope to.
And you have the best listeners, by the
yes,
way.
Yes, yes. You betcha. I second that completely. All right. Well, thank you for calling, and do it again.
Okay. Thank
okay,
you
thanks.
So much.
Appreciate it. So let's find out what's going on in the world at large. We'll get back to Lisa in Clinton, Wisconsin. We've got Sam in Gurnee. Tubby in Chicago has called back. James on the South Side has stories. And I've got more Brenton Wood on WGN Radio.
Use it if you do your sugar.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. More Brenton Wood, 1968 on Double Shot. Love it, Doug. Kind of love. All right. One more to play. Next one will be from 73 that Brenton Wood put out on his own label. Yeah, You're Beautiful People. All right. So 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. Sam and Gurney, what you want?
Hey, Raleigh, thanks for having me on board.
Always, always. So I know you got requests, so what you got?
Yes. You know, I'll try to keep it as brief as I can, but like others, I'm just calling about Jim. I want to just say I commend all the advice that you're all giving him to him, the Raleigh Breakfast Club for Jim. But anyway, I just wanted to say to Jim, if you're listening, I've come to points in my life at times where I wish the Jehovah's Witnesses had knocked at the door. That's how lonely I got. I just wanted to dedicate the song, if you could play it for Jim, You'll Never Walk Alone. I think it was Elvis probably did it best.
All right, we'll find one for tomorrow night.
Okay, thank you so much, Rob.
All right, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. All right, now Lisa. Lisa has the advantage of living near Richmond, Wisconsin. She's in Clinton. Welcome to WGN Radio, Lisa.
So is he from Richmond, Wisconsin?
Yes.
Oh. Well, I think we probably know him because it's a very close-knit community.
Yeah, because you're in Clinton, right? You're about 20 minutes away.
Yeah, but I used to live in Whitewater, actually lived in Richmond.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, he's in Richmond.
It's just an unincorporated area.
Uh-huh.
And I think that we need to rally around Jim because he sounded very desperate.
Yes. Agreed.
And I'm sure everybody I know knows Jim because it's a population of like 200.
Wow. Well, if they do, this is the time to be in touch.
Yeah. So how can I get his last name?
I don't know his last name.
But his name is Jim?
Yeah,
how
Jim.
Old do we think he is?
If I had to guess, somewhere in his 60s or possibly 70.
He didn't give any indication of where he lived?
Well, Richmond is all I know.
I know, but there's Turtle Lake.
Yeah, right. No, I mean, right in Richmond, I think would be a Richmond, address, I would assume. And he had previously lived in Illinois, in the Chicago area.
Okay. All right. Well, I was just thinking about him, and I was like, this is ridiculous, because we have a huge community that will rally around him.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. If you don't mind, I'm going to put you on hold. I'll have John get your number. And, Jim, if you are listening, call us back. You don't have to go on the air and either give us information about you that we can pass along or take Lisa's number.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Lisa. I really do.
Because I got a ton of people that live over there by the lake.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yep. Because, my feeling is he seems so isolated that he needed to get an interview.
And he seemed very desperate to me. So I was very sick when I heard that.
Yeah. No, I think that's very, very true. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hold on. Don't go away. All right.
Okay.
So, Jim, I hope that you are listening, and I hope you will call. I know at this point you probably don't think there's anybody or anything, but these are people who are close to you, geographically speaking, and very well may be exactly what you need. So, 888-876-5593, Jim. All right. So, now let's see. We got Tubby. Tubby is in Chicago. All right, Tubby, welcome back to WGN Radio.
All right, Raleigh, how are you this evening?
I can't complain. How about yourself?
Girl, you know my TV went out again, right?
Oh, no.
But I looked up that radio business, and I'm going to get one because this radio is so unreliable. Okay, Jim, you are the man. He does not realize, when I started listening to your show, he did not realize. He ain't got no idea. And I always say, I used to say that Jim and James and Johnny D and Marge and all the people they calling, and he just has no idea the support that is waiting for him. Now, I am willing also, because I'm retired, and I got my pass, and I had money left over this month. The whole thing is trying to help people. We need to figure out how to get him geared to feel the way we feel about it. And he needs to really understand that everybody goes through stuff. Everybody. And he's at that point now where he's really just at that point. And he needs to wake up tomorrow morning and really, then we're going to tackle this thing. Don't give in tonight. He don't know how many people that would hurt also.
Yeah.
It is just like I've been fighting all my life. Survive, okay, first. Then you, what's the next word I use? The next level. You kind of mellow out. Then you try to thrive, okay?
Right.
You don't have to do it all in one day. You stabilize, okay?
Right.
And it's not necessarily easy work, but we all go through it. And he got the biggest fan club. When I heard his, when I first heard him, my heart just melted. He has no idea. Don't you go, I hope you listen, Jay. Don't you go break my heart tonight. Yeah, don't break my heart.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
No, I just see he's just called again. So hopefully he's gotten a phone number for him to call and we'll see what he's doing. All right.
Right. Well, I'm willing to, if he needs somebody to spoil him and visit with him, I'm also able to do that later in the week when things calm down. If he wants my number, I will figure out a way to get to him, and we can do some stuff together and figure out how to get him reconnected where he got somebody to depend on, okay?
Yeah.
Tell him at 72, I'm going to say this last thing, at 72, my high school counselor and her husband bought me this phone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've been using free phones, and we're all out here to help people, okay? So you tell him, don't let me come up there with my switches and give him a good witness, okay?
No, absolutely. That's great, and you just have, because he's on hold, so he heard every word.
Okay, I love you.
All right,
okay,
thanks, Toby. Bye. Appreciate it. All right, so the man of the hour. Let's see, Jim calling back. All right, so Jim, are you there?
Hi, Raleigh.
Yeah, see how many people care?
I do, and I love all of them, but I'm trying to get through what I'm going through,
yeah.
But I give up.
Oh, I don't want... Did you get the phone number from John?
No.
Okay, well, he has a phone number to give you for a woman who is in Clinton, which is very near you, who says she knows a ton of people in Richmond who might be able to help.
And, you know, I'm to the point where okay. I give up.
Here, hang on 1 minute. John needs something. Don't go away. Stay right where you are. All right, and I'll figure out what this is on WGN Radio.
To my baby, so together, right on. All I can say is, you're beautiful people, poetry in motion. I can say is beautiful people. You send chills all over me when you come close. You feel my desire, baby. You're a part of me. Happy when you kiss me, you set me on fire, baby. I'll be when you whisper sweet things.
That'll be the last Brenton Wood, and that was on his own record label, Mr. Wood. Your Beautiful People, 1972. He recorded it, came out in 1973. And it's interesting, I've got the 45 on Mr. Wood, and he has his address and phone number on it. Yeah, so 5319 West 8th Street, 213-934-4209. Yes, indeed. So Renee Hall did the arrangement on that, but Brenton wrote it and produced it. So that's the deal on that. Rest in peace, Brenton Wood. We will miss you. Yeah, but boy, what you've left behind is just magic. All right, now we're talking to Jim in Richmond. All right, so now, Jim, John told me that you were not interested in taking Lisa's phone number or Debbie's. So are you saying you just really don't want to talk to anybody?
I will talk to anybody you want.
Well, I'd like you to talk to Lisa, but I think that we got to find a way to get you in a better place emotionally, and I think that you're isolated as it is, and if Lisa knows people in Richmond, that might be a big help.
I'm willing to listen.
Okay. Now, do you drink at all?
Yes, I am totally inebriated right now.
All right. Well, with that in mind, would you consider going to an AA meeting?
No. I've been to AA meetings in the past, and it, to me, is totally bullcrap.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you want to stop drinking?
No.
Okay, so now my next question is, with all you got going on, particularly the diabetes and stuff, drinking is not good for that. So is this just a one-off thing, or are you drinking a lot?
I am drinking a lot, and I don't give a crap anymore because state I'm in right now.
Did drinking lead to the problems in your marriage and the estrangement with your kids?
No.
Okay. All right.
I love my kids. I worked 3 jobs at one time to provide for my kids.
Okay.
And my ex-wife didn't understand what was going on.
And you weren't drinking at the time?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I can't change your mind on that, but hopefully I can change your mind on talking to people, and because really want to get you in a better place than you are right now, and a lot of people are concerned.
I thank everyone for my concern.
All right. Well, hold on a minute. I don't want you to go away. I want to make sure John can give you Lisa's number, and then hopefully Lisa or you will call me back and let me know what's going on. We're here tomorrow night for 3 hours,
Lisa,
and for Thursday.
Thank you, Lisa.
All right.
But I am to the point where I'm just giving up.
Well, I understand that, but that's exactly why it would help to talk to people. See, because here's the thing, Jim. You're calling me, and I really appreciate that. But if you say you're giving up to that point, you wouldn't be calling anybody. So what I hear is that things are just awful, and you are so alone, and you don't know where to turn, and you don't know what's going on, and you're saying, I've had it, I've just had it. But at the same time, I think that things could turn around. And if you really didn't believe that, I don't think you'd be calling.
I'm to the point where I've done everything. I've tried everything, and nobody, you know, it's to the point where I've done everything for everybody. I've helped everybody in my life. And it's to the point where nobody is to the point.
Well, yeah, but see, here we have people who want to help you. They're right there ready and waiting.
You know what? I'm to the point where I give up.
All right. Well, I don't know what to say other than I would like you to call. I would like you to call Lisa, and I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to have you talk to John. And even if you don't feel like it now, and I understand that, hopefully maybe tomorrow you'll give her a call or something. But I think it really would be a good idea to find out if there are people closer to you who might be able to help.
Thank you, Raleigh.
All right, hang on.
I love you.
Well, we all love you. You can hear that in everybody's voice, so don't go away, Jim. All right, so good deal. Hopefully that connection will be made. All right, so now, Yeah, that's tough. It is really tough. And my heart goes out to Jim and everybody else who's in that situation. But, you know, so funny how life turns on a dime, you know, and that works both ways. You can be on top of the world and the next day, man, it is all over. Or vice versa. You can think there's nothing that's going to change the way I'm feeling. And you might be surprised. So, you know, that's something only Jim can do. And I'm a little concerned about the drinking. But hopefully he'll call Lisa. All right, so now a number of people calling, and of course the waning moments. I got about 6 minutes to go, but you know I got 3 hours tomorrow night, and so that's when I hope you will. I hope you will call because we start at 10 Central Time, and I'll be here. All right, so James on the South Side, how's it going, James?
Fine. I'm sorry about Jim and Richmond's situation.
Oh yeah.
I had a song that was the Dream, the Impossible Dream.
Oh gosh, yeah, that's very nice. I doubt I'll play it, but that's very nice.
Okay, then if not that, let's see. Okay, my other requests are by Terry Stafford, "Touch a Star."
"Touch a Star" by Terry Stafford. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think the other one is the one that he actually co-wrote, but it's associated with another artist, which is called "Amarillo by Morning."
Oh yes, "Amarillo's Where I'll Be." Yes, absolutely. All right.
Okay. I was trying to think of one story that'd be uplifting to him, but let's see, there was one I think about where they found a puppy that was like they thought it was dead or something like that. I was trying to think of something that would at least maybe uplifting one.
Because God knows there's a lot of stories we could go over that you sent that are anything but uplifting tonight. That's for sure. Oh my good God. Yes.
Yeah. So. And I said, no, I can't. Okay. God sometimes closes a door, but opens a window.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, that's the reality. And that's like saying that, you know, painful endings are sometimes great beginnings in disguise.
Yeah. And I mean, if only one of his kids that's on them. I mean, I have some little experience with that.
Right.
I won't say how much of it about that, but I'll say it's unfortunately it's the way families sometimes work.
Oh yeah, and as far as families go, everyone has that one member. Yeah, and believe me, I know. It's almost like they're assigned to make everything rotten for the family. Everybody's got one.
Yeah, and you figure, really?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I know.
It's like, yeah, and then at the same time, it's like the one thing that makes a whole bunch of other people feel like they just had a very bad heart
yeah.
issue.
Yeah. Well.
Jim, basically, hang in there.
Absolutely. And in many of your stories, don't get anywhere near formaldehyde, which is fairly common. It's in virtually everything. And now the Environmental Protection Agency says it's an unreasonable risk of injury to human health. All right. Well, that's going to be really interesting because it's a preservative everywhere.
Yeah, I've worked with it.
Oh, God. Things like hair straighteners, and there's formaldehyde in a lot of products, particularly African-American hair products as far as that goes, but not only. You do not want to have anything that's got formaldehyde in it where you can be breathing it in.
Yeah, and I've worked in a lab, so I've actually had the experience of being around it.
Oh, absolutely. And composite wood products, you know, all those things where you're going to build it at home, do it yourself. Well, there's a lot of formaldehyde in that stuff, and very often we'll still have off-gassing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. In fact, yeah, especially when you cut it and you sell something other than the wood, and then you realize, uh-oh.
Well, and for instance, you know, formaldehyde, basically, if you look at aspartame, our aspartic acid breaks down into that. And, you know, I can't imagine why people are drinking this stuff.
Yeah, and that, I mean, when you think about that, you say, I wouldn't touch that stuff if they paid me $1 million.
Yeah. Okay. Well, John said we've just ended the night, so we'll be here tomorrow night, and I'll talk to you then.
Okay. You take care.
You too.
God bless.
Thanks.
Hope you got my call.
I didn't yet, but I will this weekend.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. And Sherry from Naperville, apologies. Tomorrow night, let's do it again. Call around 10. We'll be here. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. I thank every one of you who called to help Jim. I hope that it will matter to him in the long run, but it matters to me right now, and I appreciate it. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.